You see, to have a renewed mind is to have the Bible brainwash us. Because of the fact that if we're not careful, the Bible says, lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. But if we lean unto our own understanding, we go according to our discernment, what we think is best, we're going to neglect the principles of the Bible. We're not going to look towards the Word of God. We're going to look towards our own experience, our own wisdom. You know, we're not going to necessarily filter all the decisions we make based upon the Word of God. And so that's why the Bible says, hey, you need a renewing of your mind. That's why when a person first gets saved, they don't necessarily know what's best for them, right? For themselves. You know, they don't know what the Word of God says. They begin to make decisions that are not biblically based. They're what the Bible calls a what? Babe in Christ. And a babe in Christ doesn't necessarily have discernment. They haven't exercised their senses to discern between good and evil, the Bible says. They haven't studied the Word of God. They haven't been in church a whole long, you know, for a long time. They don't know biblical principles. So what is needed for that babe in Christ? Faithfulness to the house of God, to hear the preaching of God's Word. Faithfulness to reading God's Word so that their minds can be renewed. I mean, wouldn't you agree that, you know, if you get saved later on in life or even as a teenager, we have a lot of the world, you know, embedded into our minds, the world's philosophies, the world's way of thinking. And often we base our decisions and the things that we do off of the things that we've learned prior to Christ. That's why it's important that we renew our minds, you know, that we constantly figure out, well, what does God have to say about this? Now, look, a babe in Christ can't learn the Word of God in one sitting, right? It requires a lifetime. It requires consistency and faithfulness, you know, being faithful to that which is little so that God can give them more knowledge, more wisdom, more discernment. But that's basically what it's telling us here. It's telling us, hey, make sure that you're constantly renewing your mind, dying to self so that you're always making the right decision. You know, you need to make sure that you are filtering your thoughts through the Word of God so that you know that you're making the right decision, folks. You know, if you're not careful, even Christians can get off kilter and begin to make unbiblical decisions, not because they have ill motives or ill intentions, just simply because they're ill-advised by whether the world, you know, the media, the news, whatever it may be, their friends, their family. And the decisions they make may not be wicked or evil, but it's just not God's perfect will. And that's what we want as Christians, don't we? We want to do what God tells us to do. We want God's best for our lives, right?